Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Raleigh, North Carolina is Katrina Church. Katrina is the Global Chief Compliance Officer for MERT. And we're going to be talking today about something that doesn't come up a lot, which is compliance escape rooms. Katrina, thanks for talking to us and sharing your story.
My pleasure.
So before we get into your compliance escape rooms, which you created, what was the compliance initiative that you were looking to support?
Good question. We had a national sales meeting coming up, and I had done some game show kind of things in the past. The national sales meeting is attended by all of the salespeople across the country, and so I had one chance once a year to get in front of them live. So that was part of the initiative, was what am I going to do to top the things I've done in the past? But specifically, we were rolling out new field compliance guidance to the sales force. So we had new policies that I needed them to read and understand. And I wanted it to be engaging and interactive, but at the same time, I needed something more than just an acknowledgement that they'd received the policy. So I was looking to create something that would encourage them to look at the policies and read them actively and think about them.
And nothing focuses the mind more than being locked in a room.
I did one person say, really, you're going to lock us up in a room until we can answer your compliance questions?
Yeah, I think a lot of compliance officers would wish they had been able to do that more, but you were the that I know who did it. So now, before you did lock up your colleagues, I imagine you wanted to make sure this program would work. What did you do to test it out before implementing it?
We tested it extensively, honestly. The first thing I did, because I had never been to escape room, was we gathered up all of the compliance department, which is four or five of us, and tapped some people from human resources and a couple people from customer support, and we all went to an escape room in Raleigh. And the goal was, I told them I want to do an escape room, but I've never been in one, and I want you guys to help give me ideas for what would work and what wouldn't work with the sales force. So we did an escape room in Raleigh. I am embarrassed to admit that I did not escape. So some people did. I was not one of them. So we came back from that escape room experience and started to map out what we would need. And we decided we would set it up like you're in an office. So that's simple enough, a desk and some chairs and bookcases or whatever. And we knew that with the learning objectives that I had in mind, I needed to have a certain amount of interaction. I needed them to actually look at the policies to find the answers to things, to unlock puzzles. So we tested it with four different puzzles, a crossword puzzle, a word jumble, and some multiple choice questions and another test. And we tested it with the same people who had been in the Raleigh escape room with us. And we fine-tuned it over 2 months. We actually tested it with four different groups. We eliminated one of the puzzles because it was not getting the kind of interaction we wanted. And we observed that, and we actually taped escape rooms while people did them so that we could learn what was tripping them up, what was too easy, what was too difficult, were they using the resources the way we wanted them to. The other thing that it taught us, using those teams to practice the escape room, was that the team size couldn't be more than about 10 people. And that was probably our biggest logistical challenge, because I had 300 people I needed to train, and we could only do 10 people at a time. So we actually ended up designing four escapes to run simultaneously at the national sales meeting. And all of that came because we had practiced and we had observed what was working with these teams that agreed to help us out.
Obviously, you did a lot of practice there, which obviously you want to do before you lock your sales team up. Now, tell us how the escape rooms worked in practice.
In practice, you walk into the room. We had some pre-instructions for them. We showed them what they were looking for. For example, we showed them that we had these new field sales compliance guides, and they were going to need to use that guide to answer questions. So it was an open book test, but they needed to find the book first. So we hid the book in the room. The way to get to that book was spot 10 privacy violations in the room. So we had privacy violations set up around the room, a post-it note with a password on it, protected health information, an adverse event report that had information about a patient on it, all of which we created. I didn't use the real stuff, but there were 10 privacy violations they had to find. When they found the 10 violations, they could get the key to open the desk drawer where they found the book. When they found the book, they had a crossword puzzle they had to complete using the book to find the answers. And the goal is to get them physically looking at this book, flipping through it, figuring out where the answers were. And what we saw was a lot of interact people. One person would take the book and one person would read off the answers and the clues, sorry. And then we also had global policies that we wanted them to be familiar with that relate to their sales activity and their promotional activity. So those were also hidden in the room. And there was a multiple choice test affiliated with those global policies where they had to answer the questions to be able to get the final key to escape the room.
So it sounds like when you were running the exercise, there was a lot of good interaction.
The interaction was amazing. It was very lively. People were working together in groups. We have photographs of 3 and 4 salespeople gathered around a round table perusing the compliance policies. I mean, if you can imagine that, actively discussing compliance issues and actively discussing, especially in the crossword, they might have the right concept, but they had to find the right word in the book somewhere. It was a little chaotic with 4 rooms, so there was a lot of we had noise masking it so that one room couldn't hear what the other room was doing, but it was loud when it was happening, and we were trying to make an appearance in each room to make sure that they didn't have questions. We had a monitor in room that they could go to with questions if they got stuck, and the monitors actually had clues that they were allowed to give out depending on what question was asked. So it was very active. People were very engaged.
Wow. Now, finally, what was the reaction from the workforce or the sales force as they were finished with this? Did they like it? Or were they ready to lock you up? And more importantly, did they learn what they needed to?
I actually did hear someone over lunch the first day saying, great, now we're going to be locked up in a compliance room for God knows how long. And so that I was afraid of that. And we did give instructions that if people were claustrophobic, they should let us know and we would come up with alternative training for them. We didn't force people to do the escape room. But they weren't locked rooms. They were hung with drapes and you could walk out if you got nervous or whatever. We never had anybody do that. So no one opted out. But more to the point, we had an overwhelming positive response. We had 80%+ of the people in the survey that we did afterwards say they found it engaging. They learned compliance policies that they hadn't been aware of before. They liked the idea that they got familiar with the book by looking things up in the book instead of just having somebody lecture to them. And lots of energy, lots of laughing. At the end, as they were salespeople, it was really competitive. And so in the first group to get out, every time we ran the simulation, the first group to escape would cheer and high five, and they had their picture taken in front of a backdrop. I've never seen that kind of reaction to a compliance training before, so that was exciting for me too.
Wow, that's great. And I think it's a terrific story that for something that people can either try on their own, though obviously they should do a lot of practice as you did, or it just shows people what's possible if you think imaginatively. Well, Katrina, thank you so much for sharing the story of your great innovation with us. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen today. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SEC and HCCA. I hope we are able to expand your compliance perspective.